crawling anytime.
We were very pleased with him.
Senator, how do you feel about our agriculture department as it exists right now? Do you have anything in mind, any kind of changes that you would make if you had the power to do so?
Well, I hadn't really thought about that. I assume there are some changes I would make. First thing, we need to be a Secretary of Agriculture. We don't have one right now. But I would hope that we'd find someone who has an active agriculture background. In other words, somebody who still has his foot on the farm and still understands what it is to make a living on the farm. That's the kind of man we need to head up the Department of Agriculture, to make him stand up and speak for the American farmer. That's not a change. That's the first thing I would do, because there's a vacancy there now, and I think President Ford, frankly, is looking for just that kind of person right now. I'd have to take a look at the entire department. We sometimes feel, as we listen to some of the witnesses in our committee, that it takes too long for the service to get to the farmer. If there's a drought or a disaster and some of the red tape and some of the forms, it's the same in any government bureaucracy. The time you fill out the forms and get results, farmers are fairly frustrated. And I guess that would be an area that can always be looked at, whether it's in government or business, and make certain that we're being responsive to the people. Those people that have faith in government, we need to be responsive. We need to listen. I think that's probably basic. It's probably not earth-shaking, but it's important. Mm-hmm.
General Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has come out with a statement quite recently about our defense of Israel, what a burden it's going to be. Do you feel it's a burden or a blessing or anything in between?
Well, I haven't read General Brown's statement. I was asked about it earlier. We have a firm commitment to Israel. It's unshakable. It's firm. It's going to be that way under the Ford-Dole administration. They're sort of a beacon in the Middle East, and I don't see it as a burden. I think it's a commitment we have. If he said it in that vein, that's fine. But if he, I don't want to comment on how to characterize what he said, because I haven't read it. I haven't read the context of it. But President Ford has been strong in his support of Israel. I've been strong in my support of Israel. We think it's balanced. We think we have a chance for peace in the Mideast, and I tried to allude to that in the debate on Friday evening, because we have friends on the other side. It wasn't too many years ago that we had to, in the 1973 war, we had to get word to the Egyptians through the Russians. And now the Russian influence is gone in the Mideast because of our even-handed policy. We get along well with Egypt. We've seen Egypt and Israel get together for the first time in a disengagement, sign the Sinai 2 agreement, and there's real progress in the Mideast because of their respect for America, their respect for our strength, their respect for our friendship, and they know we're committed to a free Israel, and we're still making progress.
Recent polls have indicated that Governor Carter is still a little bit ahead. What do you have to say about that, and what are you going to do?
We're going to try to put him behind. They say the peanut's the easiest nut to crack, and we're going to keep on working for two more weeks. He started out with a lead that was, it was unbelievable, 30-some points, because he had all that behind him, and, of course, had that little vacation in there between their convention and ours. We were still fighting for the nomination. We had two outstanding candidates in Governor Reagan and President Ford, and it took a while. We had our convention, and it took a while for everybody to get together and organize, but it's been remarkable, the cooperation we've had from the Reagan supporters and the Ford supporters, getting together as they have in this district and working, because they know what a Carter ticket would mean. Philosophically, they're way to the left of the American people, the Carter-Mondale ticket. We think we're about right, and not too far right.
One more question, Senator. What kind of a role do you think you will be assuming as vice president? Do you have anything in mind in particular?
I would guess it'd be a much more important role than a Mondale might perform with Carter. And I say that because I've known Jerry Ford for 16 years. Mondale knew Carter, a couple of weeks, I guess, before he was anointed or selected or whatever happened. And I just believe that that long relationship means a great deal. I think President Ford trusts me. I think he has confidence in me. He's never given me any orders in this campaign that I shouldn't say this or I shouldn't say that or that I should do this. So I think we have that long relationship. I just sort of believe he might be delegating some things to me, in addition to my role in agriculture and helping account for the MIAs in Southeast Asia. I would hope that I could be helpful in the area of the handicapped, maybe in matters of tax reform. I'm on the Finance Committee. I'm just guessing, he hasn't said this, but I'm not above suggesting those things to the President.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Senator, concerning the defense budget, do you think that we can really reduce the existing defense budget and still have an adequate defense for the United States?
Well, I don't think so. We've been trying to increase the defense budget, and thanks to President Ford's leadership, did this year for the first time in about 10 years. And I know Governor Carter trots around saying we're just going to make it more efficient. Well, he hasn't said it how he was going to do that, and some of the things he advocated early on, they just don't figure that way. But I found, since the debate on Friday night, that I've communicated with a great many mothers and grandmothers about peace and strength in America. That was one of the objectives of our debate, to point up how well we've done under President Ford and what the possibilities might be under a President Carter. It just seems to me that most Americans, regardless of party, want a strong defense for peace, not just to waste taxpayers' money, but because they want peace in the world. And we're respected abroad, we're respected by our adversaries and our friends, because we are strong. That's really what it's all about.
Senator, you mentioned you'd be working with MIA problem. Does that mean that the Ford administration is at all ready to acquiesce to North Vietnam demands for financial aid in return?
Oh, no, we're not going to acquiesce in any financial demands until there's been an accounting that we can verify of those who are still missing in action. No recognition in any way of North Vietnam, no submission to any demands.
Do you feel the final presidential debate will be the key debate?
I think it's going to be very, very important. I don't know who's going to be up that night, but I hope it's President Ford, and he's much better prepared. And I would guess it's sort of one-on-one. This would be the grudge match.
In your debate with Mr. Mondale, you criticized Jimmy Carter for claiming, I believe it was a $47,000 tax credit on his farm machinery. Would that mean that you would be in favor of eliminating those credits for other farmers who might be investing
in machinery? In fact, if I didn't say that, I've always said before that I favor the investment tax credit. It's a good stimulus, but I want to know if he calls that a loophole. He keeps talking about the rich and the loopholes. I don't consider it a loophole. Apparently he doesn't either, but when he was asked about this, he said, well, that's why we need to reform our tax laws.
If Ford Dole tickets elected in November, do you think that because both you and President Ford have been in the Congress, that possibly you moving in there can help to work the relationship, put it on a more even grounds between the Congress and the White House than what it is today?
Well, the President gets along very well with Democrats and Republicans in the Congress. I believe I do, too. Some of my best friends are Democrats, and very liberal Democrats, come to think of it, including Mondale, and I'll try to work with him next year as best I can.
But can you really put your proposals into action, the Ford Dole proposals into action, if the two of you are elected in November?
Well, if they're for tax reform for middle-income Americans, as they say they are, I'll bring up my amendment again, or have somebody bring it up for me, to raise a personal exemption from $750 to $1,000. Maybe this time Mondale won't vote against it.
Senator, you've been talking about mudslinging out here. You've been kind of characterized as a hatchet man or a mudslinger yourself. How do you react to that?
Well, I guess you could say it takes one to know one, but I have not been engaging in that. I think Carter has probably been the number one hatchet man in this campaign. He's indicated that President Ford is incompetent, lacks compassion, somehow is involved in Watergate, hasn't told the American people the truth. He fires off telegrams suggesting President Ford misrepresented his views, when they were his statements, they weren't President Ford's statements. I hope Governor Carter cleans up his act the next 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.